Researchers in Japan claim to have successfully created eggs using cells from two male mice. What they are claiming is nothing less than the ability to enable two biological human males to reproduce offspring. Woman no longer needed, The Guardian reports. Previously, scientists have created mice that technically had two biological fathers through a chain of elaborate steps, including genetic engineering. However, this is the first time viable eggs have been cultivated from male cells and marks a significant advance. Kyushu University Medical Sciences Professor Katsuhiko Hayashi's team is now attempting to replicate this achievement with human cells, although there would be significant hurdles for the use of lab-grown eggs for clinical purposes, including establishing their safety. Despite previous setbacks, Hayashi remains positive humans can soon have two dads. Purely in terms of technology, it will be possible, in humans, even in 10 years, Hayashi stated according to The Guardian, adding he'd support the technology later being used by two men to have a baby, but, that is not a question just for the scientific program, but also for, society. It's surprising to me that this type of research is coming out of Japan, which tends to be much more traditional in its reverence for the family structure than the US and Western culture. But Japan is also not a Christian nation. It is Buddhist and Shinto, with up to 80% of Japanese practicing both religions simultaneously. Shinto rituals involve worshipping ancestors and spirits at domestic altars and public shrines, so it's easy to see how fine Japanese people could be deceived by demons posing as their ancestors. Personally, I think their actual ancestors would roll over in their graves if they knew about this latest twisted research. Satan will use these scientists to mock God and his created order, who says only women can have babies? Remember, transhumanism is the state of transitioning from being fully human, created in the holy image of God, part of which involves the coming together of a woman and a man, into something all new and different, something that is not fully Homo sapiens. A previous experiment where researchers attempted to create mice embryos made from the DNA of two male mice resulted in offspring surviving less than 2 days. But the fact that scientists are even trying to do this shows that modern science is in open rebellion against the one and only creator God.